your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Solomon, have you prayed? It was the scripture that spoke in the book of Psalms chapter 63. He said, O God, thou art my God, and early will I seek thee. I is the spirit man, my soul thirsteth after thee, your soul, my flesh longeth after thee. You see, before a man will completely say that he has sought God, the three dimensions of him must find a convergence in the seeking. You can't say your spirit is seeking God and your body is not seeking God. That's why we fast sometimes. That's why we groan. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. When a man tells you that he is lying, he has not even so learned Christ. Even the choices of the apostles. In fact, Paul came to a point. He said that, let no man trouble me from now. I bear in my body, not in my soul, not anywhere, in my body, the marks, testimonies of the terrain that you have passed in the spirit, where mortal men are not allowed to pass. Yet by the empowerment of the spirit, you treaded those paths. These were the testimony in the book of Job. He said, where the eyes of the vulture have not seen, the lion's web have not trodden upon it. They are the highways of the spirit where men are carried into. By the time you arrive back from that place, it will be obvious you treaded that place by an enablement. So that if you try it tomorrow in the flesh, you will find out that you will be fractured. Anytime you come here and you engage, and you know that your engagement is still at the level of the flesh, that there is no increment in the ministration of grace to power you into that dimension, it means that you have decided to camp. And every man that decides to camp is a man that have decided to have less of God. I challenge you today that anytime you appear before God, according to the scripture, he said that each one of them in Zion appeared before God, and they moved from strength to strength. It means that any time a man appears in Zion, he lays hold on another portal of strength. He said, give to seven, give to eight, for you know not the evil that will come upon the earth. The wise men come before God and they lay hold on eternal matters. They are motivated by the eternal realm. The Almighty God is pumping grace in their heart, and they know that as long as they want to engage the immortal one, they will require materials that are immortal. So when you continue to engage in the level that you are engaging, you can't go far. Come to the end of your strength. Let the mighty one pick you.
I want to be carried, oh. Samekai Robobo Sakambe Kaira Beko Sanda Parata Sakambre Haikapata Panda Brata Patakai Akapanduata Sapata Apakambra Tapai Sobai Tapakambre Tapana Tapana Kambre Tapatata Apakambra Tapatakai Hayo Hayo Oba Soda Kambre Oh!
Hallelujah.
your vehicle, my friend. When Elijah tallied, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. And then Ahab went out with a chariot. But that man stayed, he tarried. When he stayed there, he began to grow. Oh, that's it. Kapo kata kwa. Kapo kata kwa.
see, when the scripture said that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent, see, it seems as if Satan was told what to do. Is it not true? But you need to understand how God functions. The words of God are as deep as himself. As a matter of fact, everything that he does is as deep as himself. So God can begin to tell you something, and it's not just enough that God told you something. You still need him to understand it. You still need him to prosecute it. Anytime along the way that you now left God, maybe because he gave you anything or he showed you anything, that is when you have left the original use of that thing. And then you will find out that that which is meant for good will now turn out for evil. And beyond that, you will find out that the things you thought you actually knew, you didn't know anything. So when Satan brought a cargo into the Garden of Eden, man accepted it. When man accepted it, man fell. The implication of that fall is that God couldn't have fellowship with man again. But it so happened that the plans of God is still with man. So even there and then that he found out, because he raised a cry, he said, "Adam, where are you?" He said, "I'm naked." There are certain answers you give God. God will now know that something is wrong. He didn't need to search. Your answer is a revelation of your condition. Are you with me now? He said what? He said, "Who told you?" This is not a knowledge that is part of your making. It is not part of the diction, the vocabulary that was installed in you. A cargo has entered. He said what? "Who told you?" And that has been consistent with believers. Anytime there are certain things you start doing, you start asking God, the question they will ask is, "Who told you? Who told you you are naked?" Anyway, that's not the point. God knew that there is a challenge. The project man has already suffered the first blow. But being that the project man is as a result of his will, if God decides to do something, nothing can stop him. That's the truth. If he decides to do something, as I've said, we are incorporated into his agenda. His agenda is first and foremost. Then you were incorporated, you were implicated as a result of his desire and his will. Follow me now. So even when man had that issue, man fell. The plans of God, just because man fell, doesn't mean that the plans of God has ended with the fall of man. Are you with me? So there and then, God released a prophetic word. He said that the seed of the woman shall what? Bruise the serpent. So when the Satan heard this, he knew that the battle is a battle of what? Say seeds. The battle is the battle of seeds. It's you that didn't know. And I've taught it consistently here, that as soon as Satan found out that, he went about corrupting every seed in a manner that is corruptible. To the point that by the time we are coming to chapter 6, God looked at the creature and said, "What am I doing with these people? How did man become so bad like this?" There is a level of wickedness you will see on the face of the earth. You will now know that God himself did not create man like this. Somebody is educating man in that wickedness and in that evil. Follow me now. So Satan knew that if he can successfully corrupt the seed, he knew God. He has learned one or two things about God. He knew that just because God wants to do something doesn't mean he will do it any way he wants. He will do it in a particular way, using a particular person, in a particular state. That is what Satan won't want you to believe. He won't want you to know that there is a particular frame, posture, that you will have to take in the spirit for you to be able to deliver on God's agenda properly. He wants you to do it anyhow. If you do it anyhow,
aside the fact that the purpose of God will not be accomplished, along the line, the glory will be taken by Satan or anything. Now follow me. So as soon as that happened, Satan went along, began to corrupt the seed. The challenge with Satan is that he was a custodian of light and information. He thought by that degree he is able to know many things about God, such that he will be able to interpret many things that God is doing. In this one, he also made mistake, as he has been making. That was what Paul saw in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said that the princes of this world, even though they are wise, their wisdom became foolish, because in killing the prince of glory, they even helped him to get to where he wants to be, because he's the one that testified. He said, if I be lifted up, the men were seeing him and still lifted him up, not understanding that the very glory he came to seek was in the killing. When they kill him, when they crucify him, he will now retain the capacity to accomplish the very purpose that was in the heart of God. So Satan, in trying to deal with that man that came, just because he was doing miracle, challenging him, he thought that that was the real... Are you with me? You are not with me. When we work miracles and do many things, Satan will begin to attack us. We begin to lay down things on our path. Follow me. When you begin to pray, begin to see God, begin to fellowship with Jesus, begin to do the things that is dictated in the scripture, Satan will begin to bring trials and temptation to you. Do you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to discourage you, make your path hard. What he doesn't know is that that trial is what God will now use to make you to come out like pure gold. What he's thinking will be the thing that will make you fail is the thing that made you better. That is the very tool that God used to make you into the man that he intended. At the end, he lost two ways. That is the wisdom of God. The princes of this world doesn't know it. And this is what Satan was trying to do in corrupting many seeds. In fact, he invoked his cohorts, and they came and invaded the daughters of men. And then they corrupted. In fact, beyond the corruption by that mingling, there is also corruption by teaching. It taught them witchcraft, taught them things very deep, such that a man called Nimrod began to raise a civilization. It was a civilization that was in outright rebellion and defiance to the authority of God. He was a physical manifestation of the spiritual reality of Satan's rebellion. He said, I will raise my throne to the size of the north, and I will become like the Most High. That was what the man wanted to raise. What Satan didn't know in what he was doing is that he didn't even bother to find out where the seed that God spoke about is coming from. He wrongly assumed that just because God said the seed of the woman, he assumed that the seed is a natural seed. Follow me. Are you with me? He assumed that the seed is a natural seed. Now, the reason why he is not even able to understand these formations and interplay that is working out in the physical realm was because as of then, there is a plan that God has finished. He has finished the plan. It so happens that he has not put it into practice. So when he said the seed, Satan began to corrupt the natural man that he was seeing. He didn't bother to find out where is the seed coming from. God did not say it's a natural seed. Go and check. It was in the days of Abraham we began to understand the plans of God. It was in those days we understood the plan that God had. It was through Abraham that God began to introduce the concept of faith. Follow me now. Because the laws of faith has not been introduced into this realm before the days of Abraham. Are you with me? Somebody will say, how did Adam function? You need to know that the laws, the scripture spoke about faith. You say, what you have seen, is he faith? You need to know how Adam functioned. He didn't know realm. He can easily transverse realm. But the man that fell into himself seemed as if he was shut out from the spiritual realm. Now, Satan didn't know that the man that has been shut out from the spiritual realm, as a result of the fellowship that was cut out from his source, that man still has any tool to effectively transact with the realm of the spirit. Follow me now.
until the days of Abraham came. And God began to activate another law. That law is called the laws of what? Faith. That was why God kept on Abraham. And after that man was able to walk with God in that dimension, the scripture testified about him and said that he is the father of what? In case you are even doubting what I'm saying, the scripture said that Abraham is the father of faith. We don't know how others lived, but in the days of Abraham, God called him the father of faith, meaning that it was through him that God perfected that law. It was through him that God needed Abraham to live the way he lived, so that that law will now be introduced and activated through his living into this realm. Follow me now. It was when Abraham lived and perfected that concept of faith that God looked at him and said, come, let me show you. He said, come. He came and then he looked upon the skies and he said, that's your children. After the spiritual dimension, he said, look at the sand in the seashore. He said, that's your children. It was there that we began to understand that when we talk about seeds and seed, that what God means is not necessarily a natural seed. That the man that walks by faith has both natural and spiritual seeds. Are you with me? It was Abraham that taught us what we are doing. So I can come and say that this guy is my son. It is not physical. We can have sons by the natural and have sons by the spiritual. It means that we retain the capacity to produce after our kind. If we have operated long enough the laws of faith, that was what God did through Abraham. And when he has perfected that concept, what happened is that God showed him and said, this is the fruit of your livings. This is the fruit of your obedience. This is the fruit of you walking according to this concept called faith. He retained that capacity. Meanwhile, are you with me? Meanwhile, it is not about the seeds. It's about the seed. Let me show you something. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8. Follow me. We are going for is still the anatomy of infirmity of the old man. I need to build from here so that you understand where the matter started. Galatians. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. If you are not with Bible, say give me one. Sister Doris will share with you. If it's those days we are young, they will tell us that our Bible is our sword. It's the physical one they are talking about. Sometimes some of the things they taught us while we are small is the reason why we almost left God. Because we found out that it was half truth, or rather fake truth, or tagged truth. Because you can't say this one is not useful. It's useful, but this is not the real sword. The sword is in the spirit. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8. He said, and the scripture, are you with me? Follow me. Foreseeing that God would what? Justify the hidden through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. What are you seeing here? I know your mind has not reached yet. This is strange. I don't know who that man Abraham is, but he's a strange man. That is why anything you see Abraham live by, don't call it not the law. Abraham never lived by the law, because the gospel was preached to him. The proof that the gospel was preached to him is that henceforth he began to live by faith. The proof, are you with me? God, so that he will be able to use him and bring his purposes to pass, began to preach to him a dimension that will yet be revealed. Now, you need to know the purpose. The reason why Abraham need to believe this gospel. If he didn't believe it, then the plans of God is in jeopardy. Because Satan has succeeded in corrupting every seed. Yet, God's agenda will never be
fulfilled except him himself finds what? A seed. So there is a challenge here. He said, go preach the gospel to Abraham, saying, indeed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. Look at what, you didn't understand what this scripture is saying. There is a plan that God had for the heathen to be saved. Because if it is just by the law, it is possible that the salvations that God ministered, even though they didn't really see the salvation, though, because the law came, instead of trying to be their savior, it revealed their incapacities. Are you with me? That is not where I'm going. But meanwhile, even them that are there, God intended that when salvation indeed will be manifest, that it will be all inclusive. And he wants to make it in such a way that every man, even the heathen, can participate in it. So he cannot make it by merit. Follow me. If he makes it by merit, then it can be that considering a few circumstances and issues, you are now qualified. So a man can say, I'm a Jew, and because of it, I am qualified, because we are the custodians of the oracles of God. That was what Paul was saying in the book of Romans chapter 9, I think verse 2. He said that salvation is with them, the oracles with them, the testament with them, the laws with them, everything. Are you with me? So they have such to glory about if they want to glory in the flesh. But meanwhile, God knew that by the fall of man, whether you are a Jew or you are a Gentile or you are a heathen, you have been leveled up. The scripture said, for all have what? Sin. You don't know the implication. It means that if God needed to do anything, he need to do it in such a way that it will affect every man. Now follow me. That means he will have to bring us to a point where there is unification in his project. If he begins to do it in any other way except faith, then there can be unification. So he went ahead and began to introduce the concept of faith through that man called Abraham. The scripture said he preached the gospel to him. You need to know why he preached the gospel to him, so that salvation can come to every man. Meanwhile, the modality for salvation coming is through the coming of the seed. Are you with me? God gave him promise. I will not be able to go through it, but if you go through the book of Galatians, especially 2:3-4, you begin to see what the scripture was showing us there. He showed us that Abraham himself, when he believed God, God promised him. And that promise is this, that he will give him the seed. So forever, the Israelites were looking for the seed, but they were looking for it in the natural, just like Satan is looking for it in the natural. What they didn't know is that when Abraham succeeded in believing what God preached to him and walked by faith, he retained the spiritual seed, said seed. And the scripture, speaking in the book of Galatians, he said he spoke about seed, not talking about many, but talking about what? One. And that seed was Christ. Remember, all have sinned. And you need to know that even if God intended to bring salvation through you, he will not succeed. I know you are a good person, but there are a few qualifications that you need to meet up with so that you will be the Messiah, the man that can save people. One of them is that you will not be a participant of the original sin. Follow me now. But all have what? So if you need to pay, you need to start paying for yourself. The one that is guilty needed another person to rescue him before he will be talking about who to rescue. You are now seeing it, that even if you want to die for us, you are not qualified. So it is not just that somebody will pay the price. It has to be a certain kind of person. Are you with me? And that certain kind of person must be such that he has not participated in the sin of the old man. It was because men has participated in that sin, and then an operating system has been introduced in them, that Satan had the confidence in knowing that there is no seed that can come out of this generation that will be able to fulfill God's agenda. So he continued to perpetuate wickedness, knowing that as long as he continues doing this, that God will not get a seed. Remember that God has an intent that he has purposed to accomplish. Follow me now. What he didn't know is that when Abraham walked by faith, the laws of faith were activated. These are the laws that have the capacity to make the things that are intangible and spiritual to materialize. Are you with me? I know it. By the laws of faith, you can make intangible things spiritual things to materialize in this realm. So the man that walked by faith can see things in the spirit, and they are as real in the spirit as they are in the natural. So God needed to get Abraham to begin to walk with that concept of faith. It was when Abraham perfected it that God now gave him the promise. Are you with me? The promise is a proof, is the stamp on the fact that Abraham walked by what? So the scripture said that the promise is of faith. Are you with me? It cannot be of law. If it's of law, then the purposes of God cannot be accomplished. The promise is by faith. Follow me now. Now, by that act, it then means that God himself, by faith, has retained a spiritual seed by Abraham. That was why Jesus has to be the seed of Abraham. I need to tell you why Jesus. Do you know why Jesus is the seed of Abraham? This is why. Because the new man has to be by faith. Now, the target of God is to get a new creature. But if it will be new creature, that creature, the origin, the seed that we bet it, of a necessity, need that he shouldn't have interacted with the old man. Are you with me? And remember, when our father Adam sinned, we were in his loins. So it doesn't matter whether you are a good person. When you came out on the face of the earth, you have participated in that original sin. And by that thing that your father did, you are now bound by one man's sin. Romans chapter 5. All of us became sinners. It is the same principle that God reacted when he got a seed by faith in Abraham. When he came and made the Virgin Mary, what the Holy Ghost was carrying was that seed that he got by Abraham's obedience. And when the Holy Ghost overshadowed him, he planted that seed. It was the seed of faith. It was not the seed of the natural. Remember that Satan, when that prophecy went out, began to corrupt every natural seed. What he didn't bother to find out is, where is the origin of this seed? He just said, your seed! And he began to corrupt every seed. He didn't bother to find out the origin of the seed. By the time the revelation of the seed came, we found out that it was a spiritual seed that came as a result of faith. Follow me now. So that faith was what gave birth to the new creature. You need to know why your new birth is called faith. I just succeeded in analyzing everything about your faith now. The implication of this, the reason why God needed to conscript Abraham to begin to walk by faith, is that he needed him to walk by faith such that by that process he will have his seed. It is in that seed that he had that we had the possibility of having the new creature. A nature that is not tainted by the former nature. Satan has perfected his plan, but God was superior to his plan. The mighty man, that is why you cannot convince God against patriarchs like Abraham. You need to know why God raised them the way he raised them. They are pioneers of moves in the spirit. That is what it means to be a patriarch. It means that there is a law in the spirit that has not found expression in this realm. And God, in the days that he decided to manifest those laws, found you worthy to manifest it. Are you with me? Then you are a patriarch. Indeed, with the families of the earth, be blessed. So it was because of that man's obedience. In fact, it came to a point, the man was missing it. I will show you. In fact, let's touch. There is something we are going to touch today. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Sombrada hasasa mbreta kantale do bahasala. Ambre kota kambra taba. Don't be left behind. So zambre leve de kusa mbrata bahatandelia. Aine mokumbre tebere so zambra taba kambe. Ikrota baba hambre tapara hasande breko takambre tai ziando bro takambre tatande susana mante breko takambre temene tunde sariambre to hasasanda brata mananta braka pata branteria shabrata papa pokombre tabana hambre tai make us wise
cause us to be enlightened in the ways of righteousness. Let the hearing of your word circumcise our heart. Sabianta cumbre de behasusan breta bahada. Shadiata branta papo cumbre tabaita. Riatusasane. Epreto radapa panta brata babahata. Shambreta papo cumbre tabayakuata. Satiata, satiata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody get a mic and read for me. Romans chapter 7. Now, I need to tell you, as we have been studying, that the old man is not just bad. It is also good. Let me just show you something. So, the old man is typically divided into two. Write it down. The good old man. Or rather, start like this. The bad old man. Because people like bad things. The bad old man. Then number two, the good old man. All these things, they are in the scripture, even though I need to say that they are not expressly in the scripture, but they are repeatedly inferred. Are you with me? So you might not successfully go and be building doctrine with this thing, but I needed to show you so that we needed to do this demarcation so that you'll be able to understand spiritual concept. Are you with me? They are concepts, they are realities. They are things that we see repeatedly, a pattern in the scripture. Even though the Bible didn't come and say, it's like this, it's like this. Follow me. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Read for me.
Romans chapter 7, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not.
You are in verse what now?
Verse 18. Verse 19.
Read verse 19.
For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do.
No. Look at this scripture. It's strange. You can be seated. For I know that in me. He need to specify where. Are you with me? Because we have seen believers begin to argue this thing. They say, I'm now born again. I'm a new creature. There is not. No. He specified in me. Where? Where in him? Said the flesh. Are you with me? Say, for I know in me, that is in the flesh. Now, as we have been able to analyze what is the flesh, that the flesh is the operating system of the old man. He is trying to tell you something. Dwelleth no good thing. Dwelleth no good thing. So there is nothing in the flesh that is good. I will still show you the good old man. But when I'm through, you will find out that the good old man is still bad. But it is good because of the natural perception and interpretation of the matter. The perspective of the natural man, we accord it that is good. And when I'm through, you will find out that you have actually been according it as good. Since you were born until you began to see light in the scripture. Then you find out that the good God's, have you read the scripture? He said, let everybody be a liar. Let God be the only truthful person. So God looks at you like this and say, you are big head. He said, I
than I know myself.
Say glory.
Know myself. I can't have big head. I decree, I confess, I can't have big head. See, confession. Your faith is not that strong. Faith is not without reference. Faith is not without context. Faith is functional when the will of God is known. So when we have already found out the will of God about a matter, you can't be having faith as against what God has spoken about the matter. Real faith is actually aligning with what God said. In case what he said is not what we are seeing in the natural, you find by all means ways to enforce it. Are you with me? So he said, in my flesh dwelleth nothing good. I want to show you the bad old man. For to will is present with me. Follow me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Let me show you what I mean. Have you seen a person that suffered from pornography and masturbation? Don't yap anybody until you have passed through that. You don't know what those people suffered. I'm telling you, you don't know what they suffered. I know people like you don't know the way you spoke to me about it before. You have not dealt with real cases. You see, very serious and sincere Christians, this thing has made them to give up on the cross. They gave up thinking that this thing doesn't work. If it's working, why didn't it work for me? How can somebody stand up and fast 3 days as he's finished fasting? He used masturbation and closed it. You will not believe this. You know, many people follow us online, listen to our messages and everything. I preached this thing some time ago. Somebody contacted me and said, when I was preaching, I didn't know I was talking about it. He finished fasting 3 days and then used masturbation and closed the fasting and said, amen. Say amen. Stop the your face like this. That means God will not use you to deliver those people. You have to develop compassion. You must develop compassion for them. Somehow, I didn't tell you one of the qualifications of the person that will be the Messiah. Aside the fact that he didn't need to be corrupted by the original sin, he also need to be one that is touched with the infirmities of his brethren. That is why Jesus cannot come as an angel. He has to come as a man. He said, in all ways. Are you with me? So you can't tell Jesus, I'm hungry. He knows. You can't tell him, I don't have money to pay my house rent. Have you paid your new house rent? He knows. Do you know? They came to a point, he couldn't pay tax. He has to pay tax by miraculous means. He said, go and open the fish. So if you have survived day to day by miraculous means, if he's Victor, he will tell you that he's supernatural. Even though me, I don't believe it. We live on earth by principles. Miracles are there to help you to get to a place where you begin to walk by principles. Principles, in a way, especially kingdom principles, are miracles on their own. Not worldly principles, kingdom principles. So he needed to be tested in all ways. So don't come and do your face like this for those people. I have seen all kinds of things. I finished ministering at Enugu one day and a lady met me. The lady said she's into masturbation, lesbianism, everything. That she has done everything. Don't be thinking he's only guys. Should I even tell you? The lady's own is more powerful. And you can easily find out for a guy. You can notice for a guy. You can't notice for a lady. Because a lady has... They have strong capacity. A woman can be 40s. Eh? She can be 40s very easily. Combine the four of them very easily. They have strange capacity. Yes, now a woman can be a mother, be a pastor, be a banker at the same time. But a man, just because God called him, he said, God called me, I need to devote myself to my call. That's why you are not working. You don't understand the capacity of a woman. She'll be pregnant, praying, interceding for you, cooking, doing many things. It's their capacity. Meanwhile, Satan can borrow that thing. That's what I'm trying to say. They are already rejoicing. You know, last 30 seconds. Satan can borrow that thing. So, a lady can successfully deceive the three of you. There is something I saw somewhere. I will not say it. Our eyes have seen things, say things. So this is the thing. The lady met me and told me everything. If you see the lady, very pretty lady, fair like you, but it's not you, but she's fair, like tomato juice. Mama Kasa. I don't know why Satan wants. Satan is a wicked devil. You have not realized. Is it there I realized? You have to. If be gentle physically, be gentle as a man, but in the spirit. Bishop David Oyedepo calls it violent faith. So when the lady began to complain to me about the matter, she was weeping bitterly, because when I spoke, the sword of the spirit cut into her heart. It was a worship meeting. She has been worshiping and enjoying worship. Say enjoying worship. And she said, glorify your name, glorify your name, and worship it with baggages of sin. They are not telling you because you can't help them. Why are they telling you? The reason why the lady approached me, even though his pastors are there, is because he found out that it seems as if I have something that can help her out of this. My brother, have something. Just have something. People are suffering, no? Hey, sister, people are suffering. You have not noticed. They won't tell you now. Why will they tell you? What will you do? If they tell you, say, let's continue hoping in God. He will certainly show mercy. He will deliver. In his time, he will perfect it. Somebody is afflicted. As he's living there, he will say, God doesn't work. Many people became atheists because we can't prove the gospel. Those people, when they meet people like us, they will believe again. They will believe again because the Jesus we talk about, we live it. We can prove it. Be that man. Now, people suffer these things and they are bound. That is why you cannot understand what it means for somebody to say, in my flesh dwells nothing good. This is a man that has forcibly been born again. He is not in my spirit, in my flesh. And he has tried by all means to extricate himself from the functions that is in his flesh. He looks at it and the thing makes him to converse. The real him will be angry with this life. But in his flesh, he said, the one I want to do, I can't do. Let me show you. Look at your scripture. He said in verse 18, he said, For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present. So the person will wake up in the morning and say, this month I will fast 6 to 6. Tomorrow I'm starting. Say tomorrow I'm starting. When you wake up tomorrow, it's by 4. The hunger will start by 4 in the morning. Satan will come earlier than you. That's what happened to A.A. Allen now. He was eating. Satan is not interested. The day he said, let me enter and find out this thing, that's when he found out that his flesh is very strong. And the way Satan did it is that he powered his oppression through his flesh. He entered there to fast. Has it not happened to you? By 10 in the morning, your leg will be shaking. Meanwhile, yesterday you were gisting with your friend. You didn't know when 1 p.m. entered. You were check it. Go and check. This thing I'm telling you, go and check. That Korean movie, you started by 8 in the morning. Before you realize yourself, it's 3 in the afternoon. My sister, you did fasting. Only for you to decide, I'm consecrating 3 hours, consecrating to 3 to Jesus. Eh? Satan will go haywire. Headache will start. Your nose will start dripping. Your waist will start shaking. Your hands will be shaking. Your father will even tell you to cook back. Your mother, you have not been eating breakfast in your house since January. That day, your mother will wake up rejoicing and cook breakfast before it has happened to this man. Your mother will cook breakfast before 8 and we invite you. You will be doing, I want to fast, let me not answer my mother. For the first time in the last 2 years, your mother will dish food and bring it for you. Man, come brother, has Satalia. If it has not happened to you, it has happened to me. It is there that you will find out. To will is with you. Or you perform it now. In your flesh dwells nothing. That is why, by all means, the believer has to leave that realm. You can't accomplish anything good. No wonder Jesus said that the spirit indeed is what? But the flesh is what? We can go on and on. We'll still analyze this. But I need to show you the bad old man. Do you know how many things you have decided to do that the flesh stopped you from doing? Is the flesh stopping you? You say it's Satan. I'm telling you how Satan stops you. And that is even the believer. What is the unbeliever passing through? You need to pity them. They can't control it. There are ladies. Okay, let me leave ladies. There are guys that sleep with prostitutes every day. There is a guy we did deliverance on. He's with voice note on WhatsApp. That's how we did deliverance. Trust God, trust God, trust God for that dimension. People will start contacting you from America, and it's not all the time you will see people physically. If we did physically, our strength is beyond what we are seeing physically. Now, this is what happened. The guy will finish, and when he finishes, every evening, no matter what he does, by 5, you will know what we drag him like this. And we enter into a brothel and sleep with a prostitute. Come out and start crying. Listen. You will advise him. Have you done counseling before? You are a medical person. You probably have counseled somebody. Then you give all the counsel. After the counseling, the person will come tomorrow. Say, where is my sister? As a psychologist, you advise the person, do this. It's a psychological thing. What is that thing that they have named schizophrenia? It's a demon.
what is the name that psychologists gave it? Schizophrenia. When somebody, too many demons is living in a person, that thing happening. Normally, what, I'm not into deliverance, but let me just touch this. Normally, what is in a person is one strong man. But in certain rare cases, you can have, no, a strong man has demons under him. But in some certain cases, you have more than one strong person. You can have two or three. Those, normally one strong man informs your character. Are you with me? You take the character of the strong man. Every other character submits itself to the character of the strong man. But sometimes you have two or three strong men, and they take turns. That is what is called schizophrenia. So today you meet this one, is behaving like a man. Today you meet another one, is behaving like a prostitute. Another time you meet another one, is behaving like a timid person, introvert, timid person. Tomorrow you meet another one that feels so guilty about living this life, always wants to commit suicide. And once they are operating, they operate with their demons. How did I enter here? So when they meet, Monson will go like this. Monson will be giving them counseling. Say, you see, you need to do this. You are counseling demon. As the person is living there, in the evening, he will still go to the brothel and come back and start crying. A guy met me when I was doing youth service. They conscripted him to be the chief priest of his village. He's from Kogi State. They conscripted him from the spirit. He ran away physically. But the elders came in the spirit. The idol came in. I know there are things you don't believe. We will deal with territorial things very soon. I will show you life example. It's not talk. I will show you. It's not. They came in the spirit to recruit him, and the adventure that seemed as if he's in the spirit, the effect was literal. And then the sins of the flesh that held the guy bound. And then there is a time a man will come with a double barrel, and we want to, and say, I will shoot you. One of those, the person shot him, and he thought that he woke up. We need to see that he's awake. He was sweating. He met one guy, and the guy gave him counseling. Say, counseling. My guy was dying. From that day, he stopped going to counseling session. There are people that are believers. People, they have lost hope in counseling sessions, because counseling sessions has compounded their issue. In fact, some of them went there, as they are telling pastor how this spirit is holding them back, the pastor took advantage of the lady. He collected his own. Are you with me? You are not with me. Collected his own. Don't think you are better than those pastors. Some of those ladies that came, they actually came, is a spirit making them do that. It is an anointing, is a presence. So when they meet you, in case you have not tamed yourself, you won't know as a, yes, you will collect your own. When you are true, you will now find out that there is an influence that came with the lady. The lady knew what is wrong with her and thought that you have the capacity to help her, only to come and find out that even you too. There is a story that I've said it, Olukoya told. He said that a lady entered a pastor's office, and when he entered the pastor's office and began to tell the pastor some things, her trouble, the pastor started noticing that his body started changing. He started having an erection, started changing, everything was good. He was feeling like committing something. Somebody that is high in the spirit, you knew where you came from. So he couldn't explain this thing. Suddenly he said, I bind you spirit of immorality in the name of Jesus.
He didn't bother to you'll be saying, I'm strong, you will die that day. Eh? He didn't bother to check that the lady is there. He knew from experience something. When he uttered that thing, the cloud left him. The lady fell down and began to cry. When he interrogated the lady said that he is the 10th pastor and he's the only one that she did not succeed. Some of you is canceling that brought you where you are, is canceling. And meanwhile, in some cases, you will not commit anything as of then. But they will sow that seed. You will now go back and struggle for the next 2 years. Sometimes it's that lady you laid hands on that made you to start struggling. Some of the people looking for prayers, it's not prayer they are looking for. Dr. Paul Enenche said that they want to terminate something in your life. I see young men, they are looking for who to lay hands on. They be moving. That's why you have noticed me sometimes. I don't lay hands on. I learned it from my father in the Lord. He's rare. Part of the reason is this one. Part of the reason is this one. Anyway, it's hard to walk this way because you have to develop your authority level. But when you speak, let's allow Jehovah to be walking. The people in touch, are you with me? You'll be laying hand and lay hand on somebody that incubated herself for 14 days. Since this year, they have been incubating themselves and they are waiting for you. To say that I'm sure that 7 times I've encountered that. It's you that doesn't know. Even here. Yes. You are praying. Sometimes when I kneel down here, I'm not pressing into new realms. I'm saving my head. Jesus Christ. Don't lose sincerity. Don't lose the virtue of sincerity. Satan will carry you. To will is in you or your performance. People that did New Year resolution, where is it? They say, I will stop drinking. Say, I will stop drinking. Tomorrow. In fact, this is what will happen. Sometimes, by the will of man, they will not drink for 7 days. And normally in a day, they drink 3 bottles. Huh? 7 days they didn't drink. 7 times 3 is how many? By next week, they will drink 42 to atone. They are supposed to drink 21 in 1 week. But by next week, they will drink what? To atone for. Even you want to be free, come here. You will atone for that 1 week you missed. Well, we have been looking for you in our area. You have stopped coming. Oh, yeah, come. Let's give you extra. Say extra. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that is what, because of the flesh, the bad old man. Let's touch a little on the good old man. Let's use Abraham as the case study. I need you to understand that the old man is not just bad, he's also good. And he operates in such a way, the good old man operates in such a way that he feels he can do things without God helping him. The good old man feels he can achieve God's purposes by his own means. The good old man. In fact, I need to tell you that in the new creature, God is more angry with the good old man than the bad old man, actually. Huh? The manifestations of the good old man is what we call self-righteousness. Trying to do something that only God can do. Follow me now. So he begins to employ his skills. And 101% of the time, God will allow you to exhaust your capacity. It is there that you find out that everything you have been trying to do is an effort in futility. It amounts for nothing. Follow me now. Follow me. Let's use Abraham as a case study. Open to Galatians chapter 4, verse 22. Read for me. Galatians chapter 4, verse 22.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 22. It says, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh."
Mark that phrase. Born after what?
The flesh.
Okay, continue.
"But he of the free woman was by promise." "Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gender right to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia,
okay,
and answered to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children.
Okay.
But Jerusalem, which is above, is free,
okay,
which is the mother of us all.
Okay.
For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that beareth not, break forth and cry, thou that travelleth not. For the desolate had many, many more children than she which had a husband. 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what says the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. 31 the last. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
I know you think you understood this scripture, but you didn't. The only way to understand this scripture is to enter into the eternal realm. There is a place I would have started, but your faith can't carry it. So let me start somewhere else. Now, the scripture spoke here. He said, "For it is written that Abraham had what? Two sons. The one by a bondman and the other by a free woman." That is the challenge. And remember, when the scripture went down, he said that this is an allegory. Means it's symbolic. It is symbolic of a reality that is yet to come. Follow me. So he is trying to say that there is a mother. There are two mothers. One is bond, one is free. To accentuate the point, he said that one is the heavenly Jerusalem, one is the earthly Sinai. Two mothers. Are you with me? And they gave birth to two children. One is by the spirit, the other by the flesh. Remember, he went down to verse 29 or 30. Now said that cast out the born woman and her son. But the challenge is this. Do you know the challenge? Both of them are already in the house. Both of them are what? Already in the house. Now, this is the what I needed to interpret for you. You will not get this scripture well. You will not get this context where something is coming from the realm of eternity. And God needed to accomplish thing, something. And it so happened that the first one came and it was by the flesh. And then we found out that that one was flawed. Before the one that is promised, the real one is coming, the former one has come already and messed things up. And it so happens the challenge is that the both of them were coming to the same house. So when the two of them came to the same house and their agenda is different, their purpose is different, their orientation different, their origin different, in fact they are contrary to each other, one began to persecute the other. Because the two of you, there is only one throne, there is only one house, there is only one target, but there are two women and there are two sons. Abraham is their father. I want to show you the parable of Abraham, the father. I want to show you. Wherever your faith can carry is good. Remember, the scripture says that this is what? Symbolic. Meanwhile, for you to get the real picture, let's go to the source code. Let's open to the book of Genesis. We'll probably come back here. But let's go to the book of Genesis. When we strike the point today, we now pray. Tomorrow we come in. Genesis. Genesis chapter 16. Verse 1. Genesis chapter 16. 16. 16. Verse 1. If you are there, say amen. Verse 1 said, now Sarai, Abram's wife, bear him what? This is where the problem came. Sarai, Abram's wife, bear him no children. Have you seen a case where you know, before I started ministry, I started this thing some years. I've had many offers. If I tell you the offer they have given to me, you will rush it. But there is one I want to show you. Somebody in my kindred met me many years ago and said he has seen me, he knows me, that since he has seen where I'm going, that I need support, say I need support, that he will bankroll me financially. All I need to do is for him to show me how to do this ministry, or rather not, you will be preaching, but he will show me the things we need to do. Are you with me? So he is now my God. Like, his authority is superior to the one God is telling you. What will play out is his template. So he said, meanwhile, follow. That time, I used to trek to the library. My brother, nothing, don't come and say anybody just appeared. Now lie. Ask my siblings, ask them. How many of you know where my house is? You know now. I trek from that my house to the library every day. Yes, every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. I'll be the first to enter and last to go. First to enter and last to go. My target those days is after many studies of the Bible I do. But you have not heard this one. It's not much, but I average 3 books in a week. for 3 years. For 3 years. I don't want to go into that. That's not my point. My point is that I need to tell you that this period I was wretched. The only thing carrying me there, I don't even know, sir, is God's mercy. Shoes you don't have, clothes you don't have anything. The only thing you have is inside. Meanwhile, I'm not even sure of the one I have inside, sir. The only thing that kept me then is not ministry. Don't allow ministry to keep you. You will fall. The only thing that kept me doing what I'm doing is not that I think that God will use me to do miracles. That's what happens to young people like you. The power. I know. What you told me when you met me sometimes is still fresh in my mind. Is that I will keep it for you in 3 years' time. I will tell you. I will not tell you now. I will not tell you how wrong you are. I will leave you. Because sometimes God will allow you, he loves that you see, he will use it to accomplish other things. But that one you thought he is doing, that is not what God is doing. That one you are looking for, he will give it to you in 1 month. Now this is the point. All those things, it was because I love Jesus. It was because I love Jesus. Because everything, they finally succeeded in taking ministry from me. The only thing that kept me was my love for Jesus. In fact, when they took ministry, I even did more than I was doing. They will take ministry from you. I will still show you what the arm of the flesh is. Anything that you trusted in except God. A time will come, you can even begin to trust in me, your pastor. You can even begin to trust in your prayer. I have said it. Yes, no. You did it. When you came back from Makurdi, you did it. And then they collected you and sieved you like wheat. The only reason why you survived is because somebody prayed for you. And by the time he was coming, he came like a bag. If you see this man that day, there is nothing resembling what he was. This place indeed is a quarry site. It was not long you came back from backsliding and you are like this. Jesus is a merciful God. Thank him for 1 minute. 1 minute. You would have been lost. Don't boast. The best of us would have been lost. All those things you did, just one of them would have carried you. Yes, somehow by his mercies you were preserved. You still found your way back. He still reckoned you and invested his resources in you. He invested his calling on you. In Jesus' mighty name. His own was so bad that he came with neck braces. He was walking like this. This is the way he was climbing the stairs. First of all, we collected the neck braces. And then we began to do the work. The droves of demons we brought out. No, you know. Don't allow Satan to get you in that place. Especially some of you that have done things. He is waiting for you. To him that has, more will be given. To him that has not, the one he has will be taken. The only way to keep it is to get more. Don't say, I came to prayers today. The only way to make sure your prayer altar is what it is. Is not. Some people will come and meet me and say, impart me so that I will not go cold for God again. My brother, there is no impartation like that. I'm waiting for that impartation. I need it. I need an impartation that will make me to stop praying and stop fasting and stop studying Bible. And then I will still be hot and still be growing and be going up. Aaron, I'm waiting for that impartation. If you know how many young men that have asked me for that impartation, they want it. I won't you like it? This is my guy.
He like the impartation. Make man rest. What is this? Every day, kwa. The only way to keep the one you have is to get more. And it so happens for some of you that have touched some things, Satan is asking for you. Of course, there is not a reason to be afraid. All you need to be don't be doing what you are doing. He will never have you. Are you with me? So, something is happening. Let me just, my time is finished. Let me just touch what I'm saying and then I'll go. Something is happening in the book of Genesis chapter 16. Satan took occasion of a man's desire. That's what I was trying to say. Satan took occasion of the circumstances that is in your life. That's what I was trying to say. So the man offered me 4 million. Say 4 million. My circumstances, that would have done a lot for me. We would have gone far by now. Say gone far. In the flesh. If I have not taken time to hear God, I would have actually gone far. I have said it all the time. Some of us, we were not anointed today. Some of you just, some I see some people, they just touch anointing. It has been long we touch this thing. Yes, we have been practitioners for long. Don't look at our face, it will deceive you. And some people got their own by impartation. My brother, I labored into my own. I was looking for impartation. I did not. It's not as if it's not good, but I didn't see where I will receive. I labored into my own until the door of my room left and it was light. After that encounter, I will not advise you to labor like me. It's not a good thing. You will waste your life laboring. You have your own labor. Labor your own labor. Enter into other men's rest. So Satan tried to help me. Because of the prevailing circumstances around my life, the best thing is to accept that help. There are many things they offer. Because of, look at it. He said, now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bear him what? Meanwhile, remember, God has already told him, follow me. God has already begun to tell him his future. You are not hearing me. Probably God has begun to tell you that he's going to use you. There's something I want to say now, but somebody here is implicated. I will say it. Probably God have told you you will marry a you will marry a pastor, and then it's not forthcoming. You want to accomplish that agenda in the flesh. That's the challenge here, because it's dicey. Are you with me? You cannot deny the fact that God told you you will marry a pastor, but somebody came and offered you a way out. Who say you marry a pastor? It's 10 years. Oh, let me not use. Abraham's phone is 10 or more years. It's been 3-4 years since God said it. No show. And then Satan will begin to, rather, through the flesh, will begin to suggest alternative modes. And he will try to answer it well. Maybe we are going the same direction now. All pastors are pastors. And the way I'm looking at this one, he might not be pastor, but he's going to be a pastor. Look at Monson Agona, he's dressed like a pastor. I call Zabahante Kombradahasa. I have stopped doing that. There is my roommate. My roommate, Bro John. Bro John is the original man of God. He is bare, but he is here.
I told you the day I knew my salvation is authentic was the day he called me Bredu. I qualified into the order of men that their salvation has been assured by God. He called me what?
Bredu.
I said, I have crossed seven seas and then I'm back. I have received assurance of my salvation because of this man's accreditation. If we begin to receive accreditation from men, we have missed it. But I need to tell you this man's credentials. Eh? If you grade us, if you enter our room, in fact, those days, and up to now, I still have a few gospel raps on my phone. Yes, gospel raps. I know you'll be shocked. Yes. People, somebody will hear me and be shocked. People like Triple, people like Tedashi, people like Lacrae. No, Kirk is not a rapper. Give me two more names. And Dominio. In fact, and Dominio is the only one still remaining on my phone. So, the reason why I'm telling you this thing is that when I'm playing it, Bro John will say, Bredu, come. You are not a brother. Say you are not a brother. Let's educate you on the way of brothers. So I wasn't looking like it. In fact, those days, once in a while, I still play football. And I know how to play. At least I can defend myself. Yeah? I know I don't look like it, but just believe this my story. And sometimes I wear three quarter like my guy. If it's not for people like Todd White, some people, so I wear three quarter, I wear, and then I bounce, I play to that. He said, come, let me educate you on the way of brothers. He said that the scripture said, speaking to yourselves, that is the scripture he gave me in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He said, is this one part of the spiritual songs? You see, Bro John has become the standard of measurement of what is spiritual songs. Those songs delivered many people from worldly songs. It was not worship that delivered them. They were listening to worships and still listening to worldly songs. But when you listen to this pen, the words inside what they are saying delivers you. Because they were people that were supposed to follow that line. So they were delivered from it. And they went ahead delivering people from those ones. By the time you listen to them after some time, you will lose touch with the normal one. But people have worship songs on their phone and have the video on their phones. You'll be hearing Domon. God will make a way. And then you will now hear Pama, Pama, Pama. You say, what is this? Say, what is this? Especially if you are traveling to Lagos. Have you traveled to Lagos? They will use Chinerudom and start. By the time we are reaching Ore, by 11, 12, they will now change. The things that they will be playing, thank God for earphones. Say thank God for earphones. Anybody that, the man that produced earphones, God will bless the man. I will just put the thing in my ears. What will be happening there is tongues. Kakwakati, katakwa. Eh? Sometimes Theophilus will be playing. Keep me here, well, all I want is worship, Lord. And as you are playing it, you will just be high in the spirit. I did it one day. I was going to Lagos for a program. I started praying by 3 a.m. By the time I entered the car, I've already prayed 6 hours in tongues. So the person beside me was greeting me. I did not hear. Before, for me to answer back, I need to come down. I said, thank you. This is the way. I was even bending so that I would not talk. I said, thank you.
I was still there. In smoke. You evil, you are practitioner, so let me leave your realm. You are pushing me to go here. Let me come back. I almost went here. What is happening? So he said, now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. And she had a handmaid. Every man that is brought into the covenant will always have a handmaid. In fact, before man fell, you will always have an alternative. That is what is called true worship. True worship is that you had an option, but you consistently chose God. That is actually what it means to walk in the Spirit. That you had other options that could even accomplish the same agenda, but you consistently what? Chose God. You didn't just choose God, you chose the way of God. It's not just that you choose that I will do this thing for God. You also chose to do it the way of God. That is why sometimes you have to wait for 5 years so that God will be able to do it his own way. Many times we see the things that God has spoken about your life. You will go to accomplish it in your own way. I'm not even saying that it will not prosper. I know some people have told you when you don't do it God's way, it will not prosper. It's a lie. You can do it in the ways of the flesh and receive prosperity. Let me show you. Prosperity is not a proof that God is there. And Sarai said unto Abraham, Behold, the Lord has restrained me from bearing. Do not bother to find why. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Me, I believe this man has been nursing this agenda. He is waiting for an excuse. You have done it too. There is somebody that came and told me that he's in a relationship with a lady, and now came to ask me whether it's the will of God. I said, ah. In fact, the person told me that he has seen a vision that people have said. Say, ah, since you have told me it's the will of God, me, who am I? So that person is looking to add me to the people that said it's true. I will not add myself. Yes. If you want to find out, people have idol in their hearts. What they are looking for is confirmation. They are Balaam. When you press God much, you say, oh yeah, go. Meanwhile, it is not a confirmation that that thing is the will of God. The man, Abraham, is already despondent about the matter. But he loves the wife, and he will not also want to, you know, God have already told him to wait and many things. So he has to do it in a certain way. Follow me now. So he came, as soon as the wife said, take my hand, and he said, ah, God has answered. I know. Say, I know. I need to tell you now that before you meet your promise, Satan will offer you fake a minute before. The only way to be sure that you will get to where you are going is for you to reject that one. Watch. If he has not offered you have not come to a deciding point in your destiny. I have met him 3 good times in my life. And because it was Sarai offering it, the only natural problem I would have had is Sarai. The only person that would have objected to this agenda, me, I've been eyeing that lady now. See, after me, I've been eyeing that lady. As soon as my pastor now said, I see you in the spirit, and I saw you are wedding this lady. Say glory to God. We'll now bring out the invitation letter. Tomorrow you will come and tell God that the person that told you, that's what Adam did. You will tell God, the person that told me is my pastor. The person that told me is that mighty man of God. Nalayo.
So once people, their heart has been drawn by their lust, so when matters are presented to them, they quickly accept it. But when you go back to God, God will tell you, I am the one you cut covenant with. When we cut covenant, there was no third party. How is it that you have now received instruction from third party and assumed simply because there is a possibility to accomplish our agenda through this means? Does it mean I'm the one sponsoring it? Are you with me? Remember, this is the mighty man Abraham. Say the mighty man Abraham. There is no man that is mightily used of God that didn't face this. I don't care who the person is. You will always be presented with occasions where you are actually fulfilling God's purpose, but you are now presented with an opportunity to accomplish it with the ways of man. I'm trying to show you the good old man. Are you with me? I thought we are doing God's work. I finished your service. The power was too much. I don't know if you have seen the power of God. Me, I have seen power. God, I have seen power. And there is even a new oppression that started in my life recently. I have told my brothers. Started in the past 3 months. Somebody will enter my office. I will ask you, how are you? You fall face down. It's not once, it's not twice, it's not. I can be laughing. I'll say, how are you? How is your, it's not like, you know, there are ways you fall under power. You now be shaking them. No, you fall like three. He said, like three. That's the way you fall. Face down, not by side, or you just fall like three, like this. It's not once, it's not. It's an oppression. We have seen this. So when I finish your service, those days were the days I stretched my hands. It is like the rod of Moses. I said, we have arrived. We have what it takes to conquer. And when they asked me a question those days, I said, I'm going to Lagos to conquer Lagos. Huh? The God that delivered me from Lagos is a strong God. As I was preparing, my mother told me she will sponsor me. She will sell her goods because she has seen how determined I am, and borrow and give me some hundreds of thousands so that I will go and start in Lagos. Say in Lagos. The anointing is there. Small change is there. My friends that I finish you service with, because of how we work, how they saw my faithfulness and pursuit with God, the way I'm going, they know too that following me, they will find God. So all of us, we are going to Lagos. Say all of us. The people are there. The money is there. Even my mother, he is supporting me. So what is it now? Even Sarah is the one that gave me the woman. Let me shop and clean mouth. Collected the lady. Is what he has been looking for. It took me years to find out that my heart is already drawn on that dimension. What I was looking is for an excuse to accomplish it and say, I'm doing it for God, his ministry. God, are you not the one that called me? Many of the people that said God called them, they received the call and went ahead and accomplished it in the flesh. And it's the good flesh. And along the way, they started asking God questions. Are you not the one that called me? God said he will give you a child. He didn't say have it through Hagar. I can say these things now, but who is offered though? How can you be that anointed and do nothing for 5 years? The type of glory I carried those days is such that my mother said she saw me in a vision, the cloud of light. It was so strong that she didn't even believe that I would be normal when she saw me physically. Many years ago. So I said, Lagos, here I come. I come in Lagos, I come in the name of the Lord. Say after me, Lagos. I come in the name of the Lord. The bag I packed to go to Lagos. It was when I came back from Makurdi, I unpacked it.
It took God 4 years to conquer me. Man is strong. So when I tell you, man is strong, you don't know where I'm talking from. You thought I'm teaching you this.
The reason why it has impact in your life is because of the experiences, the dealings that God has passed. He didn't mess us. He knew that for us to accomplish the assignment he gave to us, of a necessity, we need to tread the path where the heart of man will be tried. It was after this season that Abraham never heard the voice of God again for many years. And when God finally appeared by his mercy, he said, walk before me and be perfect. The man had a walk with God, but he was not perfected in such a way that he will become the conduit of God's promise for his generation and trap the dimensions of his workings as God ordained, even to minister to generations to come. He needed a man that will walk, and not just walk, but will be what? It will take many of those deeds to bring us to that economy. Now, this is the final problem, and then we pray. Verse 3 said, and Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his what? If your Bible is your own, mark that. That's the real challenge. Is you, follow me now. You see, after they have given, Sarah has given Hagar as wife to Abraham, he came back and started treating her as maid. You lied. Before God, God saw the contract. Are you with me? But when you finished and found out that the contract by fire, when the Sarai found out that the contract by fire, she now decided to bring her back to where she was supposed to be. It is now late. Eh? The contract is now on covenant basis. And you as a man, we decide not to recognize it. But the God that was there when the contract was signed has recognized that in the spirit, Hagar is a wife. That was why when that woman was sent away, the angel of the Lord appeared to her. Because by that engagement, by that interaction with Abraham that carries the covenant, you are bound to Abraham by covenant. God cannot allow Hagar to go. You need to be careful, my friends. You can think it's a normal thing, it's a simple thing, until you contract it. Like the man that met men on the mountains of the Gibeonites that met Joshua. You contracted it and taught their men from far. What you didn't know is that when Saul came back and started killing them, God made a breach on them. He made a breach because even though you are thinking you are doing anything good, after that you will be angry with some of the things that is manifest in your life. You are the one that had contract with Hagar, and it was on covenant, and God respects covenants. On the day he began to manifest, you begin to give excuses. But the day you made the mistake, you were not aware. You were carried away by your loss, your ambition, your desire. And when Satan presented a way for you, you took it quickly. When you began to realize yourself, you wanted to come back, but it was late because the contract you made on those days was on covenant basis, and God cannot overlook them. The wife you married, you can't say, I will not marry her again. You saying it's not the will of God for your life is a lie. When you are married, it has become the will of God for you. The path you chose in ministry, after 20 years, you want to turn back. The years passed, after 5 years, the time has passed. The day God was willing you to wait on him so that he will perfect his modalities of operating in your inner through your life, you were not patient enough. So you contracted Hagar. And then Hagar gave birth to things in your life. And then when he gave birth to, you now want to put away Hagar. You can't put away Hagar. That is why sometimes in the beginning, you have to take some serious decisions that are harsh and hard. The reason is because you have seen that if you allow this in Hagar, we enter. And once you have contracted with Hagar, you can't do anything about it. I want you to pray in the next 5 minutes. Help me, oh God, to
to deal with the tendencies of my flesh, the capacity to contract with Satan. I'm already working on the path of my destiny, but there is a tendency for me to borrow means that are not godly to accomplish the purpose. There are tendencies for me to accept offer from Satan. You are not praying. Ask God help me to die to the tendencies of receiving help, even from men of refuge. Your pastor can come and advise you. I say, in my own opinion, this thing is good. Your mother will advise you and say, in my own opinion, just do this now. It's not bad. Is this him? That is Hagar you want to marry. That is Hagar. You want to marry Hagar. Help us. We will not contract with Hagar just because we want to do your way. They might seem as if they are good things. They might seem as if they are good in the immediate, but on the long run, there will be the things that will bring you down, that will persecute and forestall and limit the oppressions of God in your life. You need to pay the price now. You need to pay the price of debt. You need to pay the price of patience. You need to pay the price of alignment. You need to pay the price of humbleness, of obedience. How the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. It's either God breaks you today or you are broken tomorrow by the circumstances of life, by the challenges, by the things that will be presented by your own choices out of impatience. Unbrokenness before God will cause you to be broken tomorrow. It will cause your destiny to be broken. It will cause your call to be broken, your ministry to be broken. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Our eyes is on that day. Out of the ashes of my dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. I am God. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. You will not accept Hagar. Out of the ashes of my dying today. You will give birth to Ishmael. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, and on his glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Stay with Sarah. Isaac will come. Stay with Sarah. No matter who is suggesting, no matter the circumstance, to know you to the ways of the flesh, even to accomplish God's agenda. We know it's God's agenda, but it's not enough to be God's agenda. It has to be done God's way. We cannot borrow the tools of the flesh. We cannot take suggestions from Babylon. Shall we hide?
If you don't die today, tomorrow you will die. You will die for the wrong decisions. If you are not broken today, tomorrow you will be broken for the wrong alignments. Simply because you want to succeed in your calling and your ministry, you have aligned to wrong people. You have joined forces with the wrong ones. My brother, it's not all hands of fellowship you will accept. Stay, stay. Stay with God. Stay. Stay with Sarah. Stay with Sarah. Stay with Sarah. Isaac is coming. I need you to pray to God and ask him. Every tendency in my heart that we accept help from Hagar. From Hagar. Oh God. I die. I die. I die. I die. I die. I die. You are not praying. Be serious. Your destiny depends on the answer from this prayer. Of the Son of God, who loved me and died for me. It is no more I. Out of the ashes, am I dying today? I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, and on his glory far. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. All of the ashes, I'm dying today. Help us, Jesus, help us. We die to live again. We die to live again. We die. Help us, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us to die to our ambitions, to our pursuit. Do not allow us to receive help from Babylon. Do not allow us to receive them from heart. Do not allow us to build with the flesh, to build with the old man. We know you have called us. Give us faith to stay till you work out your ways in our life and through our life. Out of the ashes, from my dying today. I know. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Oh my God. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. And of the ashes, I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, and on his glory path, I see the breaking of a brand.
Jesus mighty. The Lord showed me now, and I saw somebody that has tumor. I don't know whether the person is here physically or following us online. I cause that tumor to die in the name of Jesus Christ. I cause that tumor to die in the name of Jesus Christ. I cause that tumor to die in the name of Jesus. I decree that the purposes of God in your life will be fulfilled. It will not be truncated. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will preserve you. He will even preserve His oracles in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come and cast your seeds and offering and tithe. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m. Take another journey.